Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The drive is live.
This isn't all of them problem, right? They've been speaking and saying all offseason, what is it they want to put a ring on the bull? I'm not even trying to say that to be.
I think that's correct. I think that is correct.
They kept saying that, and they didn't make any maneuvers in the offseason that said
ring on the bull.
Yep, they made moves. They made moves like. Like they just got the job.
Nothing.
Like they just made moves like they are building. Like not that they just won back to back AFC South championships and they're trying to get to the next level. Like you said, how many offensive minds would be standing up on the table going off? Yeah. It's the same cats that was all there last year that didn't stand on the table.
Correct. Correct. That's
what I'm saying. Everything you're saying. We said was all Bobby's fault last year. And them correct. Same jokers is there. Bill Lazor's is still walking around in there. Gerard's still walking Chaplinsky. Around there. Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, I don't think Chaplinsky's the right way. I think I was thinking my golf game.
Danny Barrett, the running backs coach, yeah. McDaniels.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, McDaniels, Ben McDaniels, he's still waltzing around there.
But Ron, seriously, I'm not trying to call anybody out. I'm just saying, I make that point to emphasize how egregious it is of what they put on film offensively. Because the head coach comes up here and goes, "Oh, we're close," and no, you're not. You're not even remotely close. It is extremely bad football, and it's so bad that my point to emphasize how bad it is any coach over there, and I just use Gerard because he's played the position. So if anybody knows it, it's him, right? Any coach over there should be willing to lose their job to get this right. And should stand on the table.
Forget this,
Mr. Nice Guy, and we're all going to be accountable to each other. And what do they keep saying? It's a collaborative effort and all this kind of stuff. Forget that, man. Somebody should stand on the table, or somebody should have stood on the table Tuesday in the coaches' meeting and said, "Guys, it is." We should be embarrassed that we're picking up paychecks from Cal and Hannah McNair every Tuesday, and we throw two balls behind the line of scrimmage in this game.
Stop being a dumpster fire.
We should be, and it's not. And again, I'm at this point. I don't know how everybody's not standing on the table. I'm beyond just blaming the offensive coordinator. I don't know how D'Amico Ryans isn't at the point of like just his head fixing to pop off. He's so mad.
I'm gonna be honest with you, Clint, and I want to let the people hear the Mina Kimes because I think that'll lead right into our tape drop Wednesday. That usually it's Tuesday, we'll do it on Wednesday. A lot to get to. We'll hear from D'Amico and CJ. on the show as they will speak to the media today. You'll get to hear that a little bit later on. We'll hear from Cecil Shorts III. We'll see what his thoughts are. Week two of the I wonder does Cecil know that he's going to be with us every week? But I wonder if he knows that. We'll get his thoughts. He played in the league and played offense at receiver. We'll get his thoughts on things. But Clint, I mean, what's going to be the excuse or explanation this time, right? Should we be led to believe that now it's Nick Caley who's ignoring everyone? And it's Nick Caley who is not who's not listening to anybody? Because this sounds, I'll be honest with you, I'm not shocked or surprised at all. I thought this was probably a good bet that they may have some problems like this. I didn't think we would be in week two talking about the same exact things that was said last year, right? I didn't think that same exact things that was said last year. I didn't think we would be hearing that. But I wonder, is Nick Caley just not listening to anybody else? Because that's what it was last year. The OC wasn't listening to anybody else and just going rogue and doing things on his own. I wonder what is the explanation this time.
They're all fixable.
It is. That's the one thing that Clint keeps saying. It's you can win with this line. Before Clint gets to his breakdown, he referenced what Mina Kimes said. Let's listen to what she had to say about this offense, as they did a segment on the Houston Texans offense, protection, and everything on ESPN yesterday. Here's Mina Kimes talking about their offense.
He looked a lot more comfortable than CJ Stroud did last night. 13 different bucks got pressure. 13. How is that even possible?
That's outrageous.
All offseason, we were told that even though it didn't look like they fixed the offensive line on paper, well, we're going to put more on our quarterback's plate, and mentally he's going to be able to solve it in a new scheme. It is not playing out that way early on for the reasons that Dan described. This is an operational issue. This is not just about the bad offensive line or running backs not picking up the blitz. It's the whole thing. It's the quarterback. It's the scheme. It's the players as well. They got to find a way to triage this by making life easier for Stroud. It feels like at the moment there are no easy buttons for him to push. Last night, Baker Mayfield had 11 passes behind the line of scrimmage. CJ Stroud had 2, right? Like, I understand not having Christian Kirk in there is maybe throwing a wrench in things, and of course Tank Dell's not healthy, but they cannot lean on longer developing plays the way that they have so far early in the season, even if Nico Collins is your best receiver downfield, because he is not surviving at this rate.
All right, that was Mina Kimes talking about this offense protections. Clint, you watched the tape today, and I know the protection and all of that is not the only thing you saw, but if we can start where she was, what did you see from watching the All-22?
Well, I'll explain how, would she say 13 players got pressure?
Yeah.
Because
how is that even possible?
The defensive coordinator knew that if I just put 8-9 guys at the line of scrimmage, including the corners with all the cut splits that these guys for some reason are in love with, then I can literally bring anybody from anywhere on the field, and I think they loosely define pressure, to be completely honest with you. But you know, whatever stat she's looking at, so that's how that happens. That's I don't think that is necessarily indicative of offensive line play being that bad. Now I'm not in no way, shape, or form trying to tell you that it was great, but I think Dari Agunbowale had several. I think CJ had a couple. I think there were free runners. They blitzed a corner one time off of a cut split receiver. That would fall under the pressure category. I think three different offensive linemen did get beat in man-to-man situations in pretty ugly fashion pretty quickly, I think. And on top of that, the quarterback very rarely, if ever, having a quick option by design. This isn't because it's not there. This is by design a good chunk of the time. That hangs the offensive line and overall the protection out to dry and puts them in a spot where they just cannot make a mistake. They have got to be literally, they have to build a wall every single snap or CJ Stroud's going to get pressured. And so I think there's two or three times where CJ Stroud left the pocket and now he scrambled to go get first downs, get positive yardage. Those would probably be considered pressures. In reality, they weren't. It was a good pocket. I'll be honest with you. I think if you watch this game, and I don't even think you have to take all things considered. I think if you just watch this game, I think Baker Mayfield was under more pressure than CJ Stroud.
How about that?
Now, he and his coach, he and his staff did a much better job of planning for it. Like, you could watch them play, and you could tell they were planning for a defense that was a pressure defense that he couldn't hold the football with. Now, by nature, he holds the football some, so he still did it. But you could tell their plan was to create options for their quarterback the majority of the time, even on second and long, give him somewhere to get back ahead of the chains, give him an option to break a tackle. They gave him, they kept.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Their running backs, their top two running backs on the field, all but one snap of the game. When he checked the football down, he was checking down to a really, really, really good NFL running back. And one of them that's really hard to touch in a damn phone booth, much less on a football field when he has space. So they dealt with it significantly better than the Texans
did. And doing it with multiple backup offensive linemen and guys playing out of place.
Yes, and versus
Will
the pass
Anderson.
Rush.
Yeah.
And, versus a pass rush that is, I think, viewed as one of the best in the NFL. Top five, probably. Pass. If you just narrow this thing down to pass rush, they're definitely a top five pass rush. So they had a better plan. They executed their plan better. They adjusted on the fly significantly better. And this doesn't need to be pinned on the offensive line, in my opinion. What was it great? No, it wasn't great. But could you bump our offensive line play up? Just take everything else out of the picture. Take all, like hit the disappear button. My wife, by the way, taught me how you could clean up a picture this week on the new iPhones. They're tremendous. I didn't know you could take things out of it like that. It's unbelievable what they can do now. Right, but if you did
that, for that pit stop.
If you did that with the video, you took the Texans offensive line play, or just let's call it protection, and you took the Tampa Bay Buccaneers protection, and you took all the other players off the field, and you just said, "All right, hit the button." Baker Mayfield was under just as much stress and strain and pressure as C.J. Stroud was. Was there as many free runners? I don't think so, but he got the ball out so quick several times that when there were free runners, he's throwing a screen, right? So we don't talk about it. No, it's not. It doesn't get into a pressure. It's a free runner, but it doesn't get to a pressure because he's throwing the screen, right? So yeah, I just disagree wholeheartedly. I'm literally, the more we talk about it, Ron, the more frustrated I am and with D'Amico Ryans. I don't know how you watch that film and then. When asked about the offensive line, when asked about C.J. Stroud, when asked about getting the ball to Nico Collins, those are all problems, by the way. Those are all, like, those need to be addressed.
But what's the big one?
But how you don't go to, we've got to coach better. That is the number one coach crutch in all of America. Blame it on me. The coach has got to coach better. You could use that here and be dead on. We've got to coach better on offense. We got to prepare these guys better. We've got to give the quarterback more options. We've got to use Nico better. We've got to keep the running back. They admitted it. They admitted it by the snap count this week, by the way. I mean, they went from everybody getting reps to one of the backup running backs being inactive and the other only getting 10. But for some reason, you still need to put him on the field. And every one of them, Dan Orlovsky, Mina Kimes highlights when the pressure's a problem, guess who's on the field in the running back position? Damn near every single one of them. I don't know if you noticed that, but 33 is.
He has said they had to coach better, but I don't think he's been specific what you're talking about.
It should start there and stop there. It should start – if what I just watched, Ron, if the expectations are for Laken Tomlinson to go out there and not even one time get hip tossed by a really good NFL interior defensive tackle,
Vita Vea,
then we're not realistic. If the thought is for Jarrett Patterson to go out there and play so clean, he singled Jarrett Patterson out in his in his press conference yesterday. I mean, are you kidding me? It's it's a sixth round pick. Jarrett Patterson, yeah, he got beat once, right? I mean, yeah, Ed Ingram got beat one time. He got hip tossed. He got his feet tied up. But though, that's not why you can't play good offensive football. That's not why you can't win football games with the offensive side of the ball. I mean, the overall pressures, how many guys are getting pressures and, you know, sacks, like, that's fine. We can talk about those stats. But this is not a – you can win with this offensive line. You can win with this offensive line. You can win with this crew. You're not giving yourself a chance to win. By design, by scheme, by game plan, by giving your quarterback options, by adjusting in game, you're not giving your guys a chance.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.